The stated positions from all sides in the struggle over Afghanistan could not be further apart. The U.S. and its allies demand, among other things, the Taliban renounce violence, break with al-Qaeda, and respect Afghanistan's constitution. The Taliban has basically one demand, the withdrawal of all foreign troops. Michael Semple has spent more than two decades living and following developments in Afghanistan and is now with the Harvard Kennedy School.
The only single objective which they can always articulate is the withdrawal of international troops, which is somewhat ironic given that all the governments which have contributed those troops want to bring them home as soon as possible.
But in the past year, there have been several reports of secret efforts to help get a dialogue started. Last year, Saudi Arabia hosted a meeting among second-tier government and Taliban members during their pilgrimage to Mecca. U.S. officials have talked about the need for reconciliation, and Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai has taken it upon himself to reach out to the Taliban. He suggested a Loya Jirga, a grand assembly of Afghan leaders, in April, and has had contact with some senior Taliban leaders. Daniel Markey is with the Council on Foreign Relations and travels regularly to Afghanistan. He says the U.S. is carefully following Karzai's efforts.
It is not clear what President Karzai has in mind when he engages in various types of negotiations. And maybe it's an uncertainty within the U.S. administration about how far they should let this process go with Karzai without interfering to see what emerges from it.
But Alex Strick, a writer and researcher who has lived in the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar for the past 2 years, says morale is high among the Taliban militants and says there's no need to compromise with a Karzai government they consider illegitimate. Strick says any potential negotiations at the moment would have to be local, not national.
I think from the Taliban side at the moment, this is probably one of the least propitious times to start negotiations. There is very little reason for them to get involved at this point.
One reason is that key members within the Taliban's leadership council have recently been arrested in Pakistan, men who were considered relatively moderate and at least open to the idea of negotiations. Another is that militants are being rooted out of parts of southern Afghanistan by a U.S.-led military offensive. But Strick says so far the U.S. counterinsurgency strategy hasn't had a serious impact on the militant group.
At the same time, they've been fighting for a long time. And I think there is this sense that no matter how much they push at taking the whole country, it's just not realistic that they would be able to do that. So perhaps now would be a good time for them to cut their losses.
But Marvin Weinbaum with the Middle East Institute doesn't buy that. Weinbaum, a former Afghanistan and Pakistan analyst at the State Department, says even if the tide turns against the militants, they won't try to work out a settlement.
We have seen enough evidence in the past where their belief that ultimately this is going to come to them, indeed Allah wills that it come to them, we would hear regularly them say the time is on our side and that we ultimately will prevail.
The U.S. military is also hoping for time and an additional 30,000 troops to gain more leverage on the battlefield before entering any potential negotiations, says Daniel Markey with the Council on Foreign Relations.
In order to have profitable negotiations, you have to negotiate from strength. And the American sense of its strength is that it will increase as more troops show up in Afghanistan.
Until that theory is tested on the battlefield, no full-scale negotiations are likely. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.